For a guy like you who's kind of thrown right into the mix again.
Just picking up on the concepts and not thinking, you know, I've been in Green Bay, been in Jacksonville, not thinking, you know, necessarily what they're doing, but just try to figure out, kind of tie two and two together and try to, you know, make them kind of fit. That's, I guess, the fastest way to try to learn the offense. But it's going to take time, and I'm aware of that, but the coaches have done a great job trying to get me prepared.
You sense that the tight ends that you have in the room now, all of you guys might have different sorts of roles?
Yeah, and I would say that on the field and different personalities too, and that's the cool and crazy part, including Rob. I mean, we all bring a little something different to the table and on and off the field, and I think, you know, our tight end room is going to do well together and gel together, and it's a good thing to have because it's going to help me, you know, get a kickstart on this whole learning process.
Mm-hmm. How much does it help having been here?
Sorry, come again?
Does it help having been here before, even if it were for just a couple of weeks, when you come back into the situation?
That was huge. Being here before, getting a little head start. Now I'm able to break the huddle and know if I need to go right or left, so that's a big start. So I'm glad I got that down. So nowhere, I guess I could go back down and mess that up, but you know, nowhere but up from here.
Do you find yourself sometimes thinking of plays, like you mentioned, from other teams, from other playbooks, when somebody scores it, you tend to...
Yeah, I mean, the carryover sometimes hits me. Like, even today in the meeting room, we were going over one play, and I was having a hard time understanding it. Then Matt Mulligan, he was with me at Green Bay, he said, it's like so-and-so this play. I was like, oh, okay, it makes sense now. So it's good having him here, too, to kind of help me figure out, you know, the similarities between two different offenses.
Is that because the terminology is so different?
Yeah, it's just the terminology. The concepts are pretty much the same. It's just called different. It's like trying to pick up Spanish, you know. You know, if this offense is very attractive, and, you know, if you found a very attractive Hispanic lady, you'd pick it up pretty quick. So we get in trouble for that.
Funny guy in the table.
All right, cool. All right, but I just have a good time. That's all it is.
How far did you get from when you got let go to when you came back? Did you stay in the area?
I thought about it just to see what was going to happen, and but you know, I didn't have my car or anything here. I was going to get bored, so I figured I'd go home, enjoy some good weather, then got caught in an ice storm down in Arkansas. So I had a lot of time to spend with my mom. She enjoyed it a lot.
Tom seems to. Just talking to him, just have a lot of confidence in what you guys can do as tight ends in Rob's absence. Says that, you know, the offense can't really change that much.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to do you feel that confidence from him as well?
Yeah, the way he approaches us in the huddle and, you know, in the meeting rooms, he'll say, okay, I need you to do this. And it's usually he's talking to Rob and he's doing that. You know, nothing's changed, and he expects us to be able to step up and play, and we expect it from ourselves too. So it's good to know that our quarterback can have trust in us to get out there and make plays.
Talk about playing style. Is it fair to call you a pass-receiving tight end? Or?
I guess, since I would say, you know, I'm 6'2 and 240 pounds, people say I'm undersized and I'm a route runner. And but I, you know, can see here they're putting me in the offensive, you know, running routes and still being able to be in line and be effective in the running game. And that's something that I've done in every place that I've been. I was actually on an airplane heading here already, so I didn't get to see it. I kept up with it on my Gamecast thing. The game was incredible. It was a fun thing to watch online, I guess.
So you were actually on the plane coming back?
Just to see how things would shake out.
Okay.
Yeah, so
during the game, or like...
It was during the game. I was in the air during the game. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And before he got hurt, you were figured to come back, hang around, see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
And then when you found out, when did you find out that he was injured?
About 30,000 feet in the air. You know, keeping up. They had Wi-Fi on the plane, so I was able to keep track of the game.
And so what did you think then?
Well, one, it was unfortunate. You know, I've only been here a week, and understand how great of a guy he is already. And talk about a guy who's been through so much with injuries. I really wasn't like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to get a spot. I really did genuinely feel upset for him, and hope the best for him in the future.